It is very concerning, and it is what I'm hearing on the ground, that the black economy is alive and well, and the border area is helping this to get these vehicles and farm machinery and the general theft across the border in a very timely manner. And we're particularly exposed here in the Northwest, so I'm not surprised by this, and especially approaching Christmas time, and that there's always an uptake at this time of the year especially.
And what do you feel can be done to rectify this?
Well, first of all, you know, we know that the Garda numbers are continuing to fall in the Northwest. I think we've got one new Garda over the last allocation when we had six retiring, and the Gardaí are continuing to be under pressure. And if you remember back when Tom Nylan lost his life, I proposed in conjunction with his family to put number recognition cameras on every existing camera system in County Sligo in particular, and indeed County Donegal and Leitrim, so that, you know, that the action of the Gardaís would be speeded up. Gardaí have to spend hours and hours looking at footage to track those criminals, but if we had those special cameras in place, I think it would be a deterrent, and we would get more convictions and responses to in the Garda line.
Do you feel those deterrents, it is about deterring those criminals who may feel that they have an opportunity to pounce?
Well, absolutely. It's about bringing those people that are perpetrating those crimes to justice, and justice being done. But the fact of the matter is that the Gardaí aren't able to track them down, locate them and prosecute them. And they need this camera system to protect our citizens here in the Northwest. And it's a no-brainer for me to get this done. But unfortunately, there's pushback from government in relation to GDPR. So I think that the GDPR has to be looked at, and I think we need those camera systems in place so that we can track those stolen vehicles.